Hello, is this the internet?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, my name's Ryan. I want to cheat on my wife, and I was hoping you could help me out with that.
Calling the internet.
Oh, yeah.
He's the man I'm looking at.
Mr. Webb,
cheating on your
everywhere.
Wife.
Here comes the
with
web.
The internet.
We
here
are
we go
there.
Tonight.
Get you all sticky.
Cheating with the internet. Oh, well, cheating with the big man. Love the internet. It's a show about love.
And don't be getting all googly-eyed.
Society's crumbling. Information overload, man. We're drowning in a quagmire of vid clips, email, and sound bites. We can't absorb it all. There's only one sane solution. Blow it up!
Welcome to Bang the Internet, the only internet podcast with love.
This episode is about love.
So today we're going to talk about how the internet sucks, and more specifically, how it sucks when it comes to love.
Yep, you're going to find out how I got my sweet college nickname, Love If It's Patrick. For love. It's an episode about love. We're going to have a sweet time with our love.
All right. I think we need to start the show now before they click away from us.
Because it's a show about love.
All right. So how does the internet suck when it comes to love?
I'll tell you. I love it.
You love?
I love it.
Okay. Well.
It's a great show.
I don't. Okay. Start over. Bang the internet.
A show about love.
Madison Avenue. No. Ashley Madison.
Madison Avenue, where you go to pick up your extramarital affairs.
No, that's Ashley Madison. Ashley Madison is a website where you go to cheat on your spouse. We go to ashleymadison.com, and what we have here is
a really, really weird superimposed finger on that model. She's got like a Pinocchio finger, and that girl been lying to her husband, probably.
It's like the finger starts at the bottom of her neck and goes all the way up to the top of her lip. I don't think
that's... Right, dimensionally, that's a weird finger.
It's freakish, yeah.
She's been poking somebody that ain't her husband with that finger.
So we've decided the only thing wrong with AshleyMadison.com is poor photoshopping.
Well, Ashley Madison, did you say this is about having affairs yet?
I think I started to, but you rudely interrupted me.
No, okay. So Ashley Madison is a site about how to have an affair on your wife or husband. I mean, how to do it. I mean, it sets you up. It's like, like, you know, there's drug dealers. Instead, it's a horny other individual who is not your wife, might I add. The text for it says Ashley Madison. I didn't see that one coming, right? But it does have, it's like its whole logo thing, the marketing design or whatever. He did Ashley Madison, and the O in Madison is a silver wedding ring. Really, it should be like a really vengeful, insane, and murderous ex-husband.
It should be his mouth should be the O, his angry mouth.
Or a woman like swinging a golf club, much like Tiger Woods' former.
Oh, yeah.
Which I hear that's what happened. Well, and this site is so pink and like it seems so girly that it seems like it's geared towards women, which is interesting because it was made by a man, so he's definitely tricking us.
He's a jerk.
He is definitely.
It kind of looks like a Victoria's Secret or something too, like
except for the really long Photoshop finger that looks kind of more like ET.
Oh,
have sex extramaritally.
ET, go bone.
All right. Yes.
All right, so here's another thing that's funny about it. We haven't even clicked on the sign-in for the record yet. We're finding lots of hilarity here. 100% like-minded people on this site. So 100% bunch of jerks.
You a kid.
Are you a jerk that wants to cheat on your spouse? You bet the right
100%
place.
Cheating, guys on Ashley Madison.
And can we make note of the fact that the guy who started the site's name is Noah Bitterman?
Yeah, he's a bitter man because his wife cheated on him. So he's like, I'll show her. I'll start a website so I can cheat on other people's relationships. I'll get back.
And if you've seen this guy, it's easy to believe that like he's probably the only person who hasn't had any luck with this site.
Definitely not. And it's funny because there's all these like accreditation certificates on it. Like,
right.
Like trusted security. Everybody knows about this. We've been rated on Forbes. And then there's like a girl going, shh.
Yeah.
Don't tell everybody what everybody knows.
Right.
It was
right.
on a Super Bowl commercial, for God's sakes. It's yeah. like you might as well just put it in the sky and write it with ketchup dreams and lollipops and make it scream.
Ketchup dreams?
It's my rap. Got to get a rap on. So as a married man, you know, don't fancy this site? I wouldn't know because I've never been married.
As a married man, do I fancy this site?
Yeah.
No. I mean,
it seems a lot safer to me because the way people used to have affairs is you'd have to go down, you know, to the ghetto and you go meet up with your dealer on a dark street corner.
Ryan's idea of an affair is very similar to buying heroin.
That's my understanding of how this works.
Noah Bitterman's in the alley with his comb over and glasses and his trench coat with a girl under the...
Yeah, and there's slimy things dripping from his pocket of unknown origins.
Nah, man, not here. Go around the block. She'd be over there.
What is it called when you're having sex outside of marriage? Sweet promiscuity. Fornication.
That's sweet, sweet.
Sweet nut. I like heaven.
No. So, you just heard Ryan giving up on a joke.
That's what it sounds like when my jokes die. That's their death rattle.
You know, like last week we were really like poignant and attacking a political issue. This year, this week we're burping.
Dude, it only took until show two until I resorted to like burping and farting in the microphone.
The well just ran dry really fast.
Second hasn't happened yet, but who knows?
Ashley Madison is the most famous name in infidelity and married dating.
There's got to be a better name for a site than Ashley Madison.
Well,
look, there's got to be a more direct name, like bang with other wives and husbies.
Well, see, now then they're infringing on our market.
Oh, bang. You better not do that.
Yeah, you can't bang in the title. Because we are the first comedy podcast with bang in the title.
Take that, Ackerman. It's funny laughs. Those are those are extramarital affair monsters crawling up in your marriage, getting all rooting around.
Ashley Madison, you know where you get the name?
From like a derivative of Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, probably.
He wishes. He basically, two popular female names, Ashley and Madison. Also, can we talk about the fact that Ashley Madison has Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube? The one with most discreet service.
Yeah, I'm going to just tweet about how I'm totally cheating on my spouse. I didn't pigeonhole myself. Pigeon corner. What is that expression?
Pigeonhole.
Myself into having a wife or a husband because we have a modern cultural show. No offense taken here. No problem, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ryan. You bet.
Thanks, lover.
Well, and what isn't their tagline is like, life's short, have an affair.
Life's short, be a jerk. That's basically what I get from
life's
that.
Life's short, go to the moon, come back, start a business where you sell popsicle stick crafts. Give it a shot. Who knows? Life's short.
Noel Bitterman's a very bitter man for that reason, too. It's like his mentality is that the average person... wants to do bad things. And so life's short, so you should just do them.
I gotta be honest, I'm only thinking of doing bad things right now. There's not a good thought in my head. Right. No charitable acts, no anything. They all involve fire and semen and, you know, other things.
Is that because that's a human nature or because you're a bad person?
You tell me.
Ooh.
Love Fitz could never be a bad man, though. Too much love to give.
How could I love a man so bad? We actually went in and created a fake Ashley Madison account.
We did?
And we have no qualms about telling y'all this.
One of the profiles, a woman up on the north side of the city, in case you're interested.
Chicago.
Yeah, she had this big, her like profile photo. I mean, that's what you really want to engage people in these, you know, in this realm. And it was just like her belly, just big pregger belly. It was almost like if, you know, another woman might expose their breasts to try to, you know, seduce a male counterpart.
Hers was an 8-month pregnant belly.
Yeah, but it was like a seductive, like, belly.
Look at my belly. Big old baby. I want to rub it on your big man.
Yeah, yeah, like, boy, I would really not like to have my pregnant wife go on Ashley Madison and see her chowing her belly out to all the dudes in town.
I bet you some guy listening to this and being like, that's hilarious. Because my wife's 8 months pre-
Yeah.
His name's Jim.
Not a good day to be.
Jim. All right. Oh.
That was Jim blowing his brains out.
Best improv off a sneeze I've ever seen. Ashley Madison, tell us in the comments if you think it's a horrible thing or if it's just a product of our already messed up society.
Marriage is a product of our messed up society.
Ooh.
So,
So
cheat it. That's what I say.
I think you've confirmed my previous suspicion that you were just a bad person. Yeah, that's a good way to end this segment.
No arguments here.
All right, so we've talked about the marital affair kind of thing. That's like a really obvious kind of way that the internet's screwing us over. But then, like, if you want to build a relationship, you also use the internet nowadays, right?
One might think.
So you meet somebody through online dating, right?
One might try.
And that's the only way to meet people these days, isn't it?
One might. There's more ways to appear as a total creep now than I think ever before. It's really a great market to be a creepy man these days. Because mm-hmm. you got all mm-hmm. sorts of avenues.
You sit on your computer, you crack your knuckles and go, ha, time to be creepy.
Time to infest the internet with my slime today. And I open my mouth and all this goo comes out and goes on the keyboard and starts like filtering into the screen. And girls start cringing and, it's coming for me again. I'm back, baby. It's Lovey Fitz. Lovey Fitz is not sounding to be the romantic, chauvinist that he... Wait, is that a bad thing? Chauvinist?
Yeah.
Chivalrous. Jeez, chivalrous.
Not helping your case right now.
Chivalrous. The only reason I even started a radio show is because I was having such bad luck on online dating. I'm like, it's the same reason I started a band when I was younger. I'm like, why do I do anything? Because hopefully it might help me get a pretty girl. So, started a radio show, I don't know if I'm helping my case at this point.
No. And
come on up, ladies. Stack them up. I got a line.
Well, tell me this.
Lovey Fitz is open for business. We got a live show going on today. It's a love show with Ryan Chris. Hey, hey.
That's a little bit more...
Al Green.
No, that's not Al Green.
Ricky Martin.
I'm thinking more white.
Ricky Martin.
No,
it's probably
more
Ricky
white.
Martin.
Michael Bolton?
Michael Bublé.
No, Michael Bublé. Rick Astley, yeah.
Rick Astor.
Astor? No, it's Astley, right?
Ricky Martin.
No, it doesn't matter. It's some white guy. So, online dating.
And we're back to the race episode, aren't we?
I got something to tell you. I'm a racist.
It's funny that you just admitted it.
So, like, I really can't speak to online dating. Luckily, I also can't speak to Ashley Madison.
And unfortunately, I can't speak.
All right, so
I will instead talk through this vocal modulator. I can't even do that. I have too much respect for Professor Hawking. My apologies, Professor. No problem, dude. The trick to getting women is to seduce them with your tongue. If you cannot move any other body part. I don't like that one. Back to Lovey Fitz.
So what's your experience been like with online dating?
It sucks. You know when there's a lot of good stuff? If you took all that out of the room, you added some just old cold porridge at room temperature.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like what online dating is like for me.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, you don't even want to talk about it anymore.
Nope.
No, that's why I talk about it.
Hmm.
It's a horrible thing because you get on and you're like, oh, talk, like write a profile. And I'm like, all right, time to write my profile. And at about that point, any logical or intellectual part of my brain turns off. And I'm like, I'm going to not try to be like other guys. So maybe, you know, like a photo of me hanging out with little kids.
Just flop sweat all over your keyboard.
That's the problem is when I do it, I get so nervous, the sweat starts coming. It comes on my arms and on my fingertips, and they slip all over the keypad, so I look illiterate. And I get all nervous and shaky, so when I take my photo, it gets all blurry. So it's just sort of like all my photos look like Loch Ness Monster or like Bigfoot. Like not quite articulate, but maybe it's indicative of some sort of fabled mythical animal. Talking to girls online is horrible. It's like you go to different profiles, and it's like, I've noticed this, all girls tend to like things. I'll give you an example. They like food. They like movies. You go to a girl's website. Say I go to like Lots of Fishes in the Sea or Cupid. All right, let's go. And I'm going on there and I look at girls' profiles and they're like, I like movies. I like food. I'm like, oh, okay. And they like movies and food. We got a good human here so far.
I think that's a trend across the internet in general. Like, we create profiles telling people we like things that everyone likes.
Yeah, like, I like mainstream. Oh, great. So does everybody. And it's kind of like when you go to the fridge late at night and you open it up and you're like, oh, there's nothing in here. And then you come back like 10 minutes later with like slightly reduced expectations and you're like, okay, maybe, you know, now. And then you repeat that process, you know, through several iterations and then it's 4 a.m. and suddenly the horseradish and old stick to celery is looking pretty good to you right now. And so then you get into this conversation. So then you go to the lowest common denominator and you pick somebody that you really normally wouldn't talk to. And then they get all excited that you're talking to her. And then they're like, you know, a couple minutes in, you're like, dear God, what have I done? I
mean, you put a lot of weight behind an online exchange between a stranger and you.
This messed up. I can't stand it. This is my life right now.
Well, okay. So, negative experience online dating. Online dating sucks, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got a friend who met her husband online.
Well, your friend's an idiot.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's talk to her right now.
No, don't tell her. Yeah.
She's on the line right now. Hey, Tawny.
Hey. You are the coolest not idiot ever. Well, okay, so first of all, we're talking to somebody who met your husband through an online dating site, if I'm not mistaken.
That is true. That is correct.
Wait a second. Wait. Where were you? Where was your husband when this first started? I got to get some groundwork here.
I was living in Whittier, California, which is where was my hometown, and I lived there pretty much most of my adult life. I tried a couple of different websites.
So clearly there's no good local men in that part of California. that goes without saying.
I don't know. You know, I just knew so many of them. You know, when you grow up in your hometown, you know everyone already, and you're like, oh, you.
Been there, bang that. Got it. Okay.
But anyway, I was on this website called Plenty of Fish. I had tried a couple of the for-pay ones, but the Plenty of Fish is a free one. So you get a lot of wackos and a lot of, it's just like a grab bag. And the way I met my husband was that I used to participate in the forums on the website.
So that's how you do it.
And he had seen some things that I'd written in the forums that were impressive to him for one reason or another, and had looked at my profile, but had not messaged me. And so I took the initiative and I sent him a message that said, like, hey, sailor, you know, I saw you looked at my profile. You know, how come you didn't message me? And he was, at the time, he lived in Chicago. And, of course, that's mostly the reason why he didn't initially message me, was that it seemed like, oh, Chicago, Los Angeles, no way.
So this is, we're not talking about a naval officer here. This is just a...
This is a regular dude, you know, regular nerdy dude named Tim. There's part of your brain that's telling you, this is never going to work. This person lives in Chicago, like... But all the same, you keep taking one step forward, one step forward, one step forward, and then eventually you wind up with two children. And
that's our hair.
Wow.
Because I've been trying to trick girls into talking to me on here for a long time, and it never occurs like that.
The trick is to go look at their profile, but then don't say anything.
And then go into a forum.
It creates like a mystique, I think.
Well,
here's a question for you. And we talked about this, like, just like you said, sometimes they turn out to be crazy. Like, at what point did Tim go from, oh, this could be a serial killer, to, oh, this could be...
my future husband.
Right.
And was it that sharp of a transition?
You know, I'm still not sure about the serial killer thing.
Like, I don't know about the sailor, if he is indeed that.
There's a site, and I can't think of the name of it, but there's like this website now where women can go on and write about men that they've dated.
Oh my God, like rate my ex-boyfriend? That's horrifying. Now my past can...
Imagine where we're coming from. You could go on a date and end up in a plastic bag somewhere.
Oh, imagine you're a guy and you wound up arrested on a date and you want a second chance. How do you think we feel? It kind of sucks. This is not the America that I signed up for.
Yeah, but usually we don't kill you though, even if we don't like you.
In your experience, because you said you've been on a few dates, like, do you ever have the thing where somebody doesn't look like their picture?
Oh yeah, that was mostly everybody. That was like, there. I swear to God, like, it ranged from like, oh, this guy. Like, there was a guy I remember who had like the worst chipped tooth. You know, like when I met him, like it was like he almost looked like a missing tooth, like. There's a guy who was almost deformed.
No. So what's the lesson you learned? Like, so just show your real face and then you don't even get as far as they did? Then, like, at least they got you out to the date. I mean, that's more than... It's sad that these deformed carnies...
I never understood why you would do that. Well, like, what could you possibly gain?
A date with somebody who would not otherwise see you.
You made it further than I did.
Well, what was Tim's photo? Maybe Ryan can just recreate Tim's photo.
Tim's photo. Let's see. What did Tim? Tim had up a picture. He had a picture of him, and he used to play a lot of volleyball, beach volleyball and indoor volleyball. And he had a picture of him like, and he didn't have a shirt on, but it wasn't like he was like, hey, me without a shirt.
Oh, I don't know. So it was a sexy photo that got you into it. Hey there, sailor.
It was a picture. There was a picture of him with a couple of his friends, like on like at a party somewhere, like at a house party. And then there was a picture of him with his, like a cat, you know, and I like cats. So I was like, oh, a cat.
That's funny. it's like the perfect, he's like, he had the perfect assortment of photos.
That's the beauty of the internet, is you can talk to anybody from anywhere.
I think somebody will get hope from this, if not Ryan.
Sorry, Ryan.
Let's go take a nap. Start
thanks,
over.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, so Tony had an awesome experience.
So this guy had a photo of him shirtless with a bunch of other men, uh-huh. And a photo with him and his cats, and it got him married?
Uh-huh.
Man, I'm just going to kill myself right now. It's like, what even? I don't know what to do. Maybe I could just like just get like a turkey baster and just squeeze, like baste myself and be like, ladies. And just get a bunch of cats to, like, you know, lick the oils up off, and maybe that'll get a girl. I don't know.
Yeah.
Online dating. Fun or grating? That one actually makes sense.
All right,
that one wasn't just for convenience of rhyming.
Yeah. Alright, so this week's Internet Butthole of the Week is anybody who uses Pixter for their dating profile. Anybody who's not familiar, Pixter is like an app where you take a picture of yourself, you hit a button, and like it does weird things to your face to make you slightly more attractive.
Which is interesting. I really wanted to try this out with a potato.
what would the potato become?
I don't, you know, like Keanu Reeves. Who knows? Seal? Could be this. Seal. I bet Seal could do. I wonder if like Seal did this and he would have this just marvelously velvet cheek skin.
Or it would make the rest of his face look like his cheeks, so it all evens out.
That would be unfortunate.
I was thinking about doing it with like Worf from Star Trek and see if it gets rid of his head ridge, turns Flavor Flav into Chuck D.
Yeah, who's another hideous person that is famous and shouldn't be? Maybe like Drew Barrymore gets on and it just chops her head off.
Like, my thing is, like, you use an app like this, it changes the way you look. You put your picture up for your dating profile. The person's like, oh, this person's good looking. And then they meet you in person.
And you both have a horribly, just you're disgusted. You just start vomiting on each other when you walk.
And it's like, but it's weird because it's not like you used a younger picture of yourself or a picture of someone else. It's actually you, but like a warped, distorted version of you. Yeah, like your eyes are slightly closer together than they are in the picture or something. Like,
yeah, you have a couple less noses than average.
It messes with your mind. And I don't like anything that messes with your mind. So anybody using that, you're being a jerk.
Well, it's funny too, because it's like, what do you like go to like a date and then you're like angry at the other person because they're not as pretty,
But, like, who the hell are you to talk?
And, like, how long have you been using Pixtra? Let's say 10 years from now you use Pixtra on all your photos. Do you, like, start to forget what you look like?
Well, it just propagates the idea. It's like, what is a relationship anyway? Like, I mean, a lot of it is sort of like nowadays. It's like, are you really in love with the person or the idea of that person? Mm-hmm. And this totally just, it's like, so now you just have this figment in your imagination that you can fall in love with. And maybe you'll go on a date with this person that's sort of like that thing that's different.
Right. And all your pictures will be fake, too. I wonder how many Ashley Madison users use Pixtra. Like, I imagine they hit the Pixtra button and it, like, deletes their spouse from their photos.
Like, so they can put it on Ashley Madison. Pregnant belly becomes, it's like the same thing, except there's, like, it's ruby studded now.
I like the idea that it doesn't get rid of the pregnant belly. Because
no, there's arrows pointing down to the crotch and it's with rubies. It's open for business.
I think we've pretty well established that the internet sucks when it comes to love.
Let's just say there's a reason they used to call me Lovey Fitz, and the internet has stripped that title.
The internet's the reason why Ryan can't get a date.
Yeah, when wagon wheels were all the rage, Lovey Fitz was out of a cage.
If you would date Ryan, comment below.
Yeah, date me already. Date me, ladies.
First comment gets a date.
First comment gets a date.
We should stop. We should stop rhyming. All right, so we kind of covered the basis on everything bad about love in the internet. Not really. But we did talk about the buttholes that use Pixtra. We talked about the buttholes you use online dating. And we talked about the colossal buttholes who use AshleyMadison.com. And you know who you are.
Fair warning. I am fairly and I'm kind of a fan of Ashley Madison. I think I'm going to find some sweet wives.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they definitely can trust whoever they meet on Ashley Madison.
Yep. They should call me Ryan Fitzpatrick, man to soon have many angry husbands following. There needs to be, what if there's like an insurance site that comes along with Ashley Madison that like insures, you know, from vengeful husbands. Any of these encounters that wind up on the hit television show Cops.
Not endorsed by Ashley Madison.
Oh, now suddenly you're not cool with it, Ashley. Right. Ditch me one to 5-0 shows.
As always, the music in today's episode is free and available to you. The first track you heard was from Professor Click, Steam Sleep. You can find that on SoundCloud or on our website, bangtheinternet.com. The second track we featured was Horizon by H1987. You can also find their free download on SoundCloud or on our website. And then the other thing I want to draw attention to is like that we, our first podcast is now on iTunes, as will this one and all future podcasts be. We got a first review from Darren Richardson. Thank you, Darren, for telling us that we had moments of hilarity and that we have a comfortable dynamic and a pretty well-defined comedic range. Go to iTunes, leave a review. It helps us out. Let us know what you think. Also, comment on our website, bangtheinternet.com. Let us know what you thought of the show. How can we improve it? If you want to give us a suggestion for a future show, send it to nicebangs@bangtheinternet.com.
Also, if you got any photos of your bangs, I'm a big fan. I'm a big supporter of the hairstyle. And, you know, even if it's a young lad, I'd like to see some nice bangs. It's just a hobby of mine.
Uh-huh. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and the like.
We should both get bangs for our next promo photo. Like real, like straight bangs.
Goodbye.
Ending ever. It's like a gymnast jumping off a balance beam and landing on her neck.
The end.
Did that get recorded?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.